Hi, I'm Phil Naporalski, and I'm a program manager on the Windows ecosystem team. In Windows 8, performance and battery life were important factors, so we wanted to offload as much as possible onto the machine's graphics hardware to speed up everything you do. That's why we invested in DirectX to hardware accelerate almost every aspect of the user experience. Graphics is literally at the core of Windows 8. As part of the work we did on graphics, everything from the lock screen, to the start screen, to live tiles, to the stick-to-your-finger touch interactions are fast, fluid, interactive, and responsive. All Windows Store apps are graphics accelerated, including Internet Explorer 10, web-style apps in HTML, and every element rendered with CSS markup, all the XAML UI widgets, zooming in and out, and of course, video playback. With Windows 8, we want to give developers choice, especially in their choice of development language. You can either use HTML5, JavaScript, and CSS, which then let you reuse assets between your app and a website that runs on IE. Or you can create a great app using C#, VB, and XAML. If you're familiar with these languages from other platforms, you'll feel right at home developing apps for Windows 8 with them. HTML and XAML have built-in UI toolkits to give you a head start building a great-looking Windows Store app. Designers can use Blend for Visual Studio to quickly create your app's UI without writing even a single line of code. If you want to create an awesome 3D experience, we recommend you use C++ and DirectX to get the most performance and flexibility the system can offer. You can also try a combination of DirectX and XAML to benefit from the UI toolkit and DirectX power and flexibility. Windows 8 applications are beautiful and graphically rich. Here's an application called Cocktail Flow that is a great example of a fast and beautiful app. The new Windows 8 graphics platform offers comprehensive technologies to deliver all the graphics requirements in Windows Store applications. With HTML5 and CSS3, you can create beautiful fonts, render images and videos, shapes, and much more, just like you've been doing when building web pages. And if you want lower level control, we make that happen. You can use C++ with DirectWrite for text rendering, the Windows Imaging Component and Media Foundation for images and video, Direct2D for drawing 2D objects, and finally, you're able to use Direct3D for an immersive experience. If you want to use the GPU for general purpose programming, I encourage you to try out Direct Compute or even its higher level version called C++ AMP. The new Windows 8 graphics stack is better integrated, making interoperation between Direct2D, Direct3D, video, and Direct Compute components easier to use together and requiring fewer duplicated resources, making it even faster than it was before. The graphics stack builds from the bottom up with the DXGI, the DirectX graphics infrastructure, managing the GPU hardware resources below it. The Direct Compute, Direct3D, and video modules map to equivalent components in the actual GPU hardware. C++ AMP, Direct2D, and the Media Foundation components are higher level abstractions built on the technologies below them. Finally, the HTML and XAML rendering components represent the highest level developer-facing abstractions for ease of development and high performance. Literally every pixel on the screen is hardware accelerated through DirectX, either indirectly via HTML XAML markup or through Direct3D calls to the GPU. Finally, the new DirectX 11.1 features in Windows 8 offer many performance improvements and innovations that allow you to add stunning high-quality graphics and even stereoscopic 3D to your apps. With the latest Direct3D 11.1, we made many investments I think you'll love. Along with stereoscopic 3D, we made it so Media Foundation, which handles video and audio playback, to now use DirectX under the hood to give you the best performance and the best battery life. Those performance and efficiency improvements have been made throughout Windows 8. We've improved DirectWrite, which handles everything to do with text, so it now also has increased performance, text kerning, text justification, and that makes your application text more beautiful and easier to read than ever before. Finally, Direct2D comes with a great effects library. For instance, in this example, the Windows Imaging component is used to load a PNG image that interoperates with the Direct2D Image Effects library to let us create this awesome ripple effect. You can even write your own effects using HLSL. If that wasn't enough, Direct2D Effects also allows you to add lighting. As you can see, in Windows 8, we made sure graphics performance is awesome and easy to use for developers. For more information, check out these resources. Thank you.